A new movie, Harrison's Flowers, attempts to broach a subject which echoes real life, a search for an American photojournalist who's lost and presumed dead during the Civil War in Yugoslavia. The movie, by a French director, was made long before the horrific murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. The movie is not without its flaws and exaggerations as to how war journalists do their work, but it does portray what can often seem like an inordinate sense of mission in the midst of senselessness. The Serbian siege of Vukovar killed hundreds of Croatian men, women, and children in 1991 and presaged the ethnic genocide which led to Slobodan Milosevic's current trial at The Hague. David Strayhorn plays the missing photographer, and Andie MacDowell, his searching wife. But one of the more compelling performances is by Adrian Brody, 28, who knows the experience of photojournalists intimately.
Well, one thing was that I had the advantage of growing up in the home of a photojournalist, and my mother, Sylvia Plahi, and she's a wonderful, amazing artist, and has actually photographed Vukovar, which is in Croatia, which was a pivotal in the film. She's very well known within the photographic world, but, you know, firsthand I've seen how they're taken for granted in a sense. War correspondents, especially when they're risking their lives and so much to bring home the story and bring home the truth.
Let me ask you about a speech that your character makes in this movie about a young photographer. Very young photographer, 25, who takes chances.
My friend Leroy got bumped off in Yugoslavia.
Yeah, no, I heard.
Yeah? That. No one gives a about that, right? Because Leroy was a tiny little photographer. Right? Tiny. In a tiny little country, taking pictures of a tiny little war.
What are you trying to say in defense of this young guy? It's a very pivotal speech, and it comes really early on in the movie.
A lot of young people who are aspiring to do, to achieve greatness with their work aren't really appreciated, and their work isn't seen. I remember, I mean, my character was making a reference to this other photographer's achievements and winning a Pulitzer Prize, and yet there are people out there really striving to, who aren't appreciated at all.
Life, Time, Newsweek. You guys, you travel first class with your 25 cameras and your fancy little hotel rooms. And then you give each other prizes.
The story was actually based on a true story, and the woman who Andie MacDowell plays was the set photographer.
When you say it's a true story, which you mean this actually happened to her? She was looking for her partner,
yeah,
her husband?
Yeah, it was. It differed slightly, and it was actually more tragic. Isabel's partner was a photojournalist, and she's a photojournalist as well, and he disappeared. He was reportedly killed, and she went in to find him and found him, but the ending was a bit different.
Your character and that of the others have absolutely no reason to go to Vukovar other than to find the missing Harrison, and it's a crazy thing to do. It's absolutely an insane thing to do. It's a suicidal thing to do, and yet they keep doing it, and you make it believable that they would keep trying.
Why are you doing this?
Look around, because if you see that they're killing everybody, every f***ing way you look, then it doesn't matter if I'm in Vukovar, if I'm somewhere else. Who gives a...
Kyle, who I play, is a little crazy in his own right. So, I mean, he's very attracted to the excitement. And also, never really felt that he had a real impact on other people's lives and was searching for some purpose. And through all that chaos and confusion and destruction, he saw one specific goal: to help one woman. And he saw how powerful her love is and the nobility and strength of her love amongst all that hatred. And he was able to risk it all and help her.
Mm-hmm. Your character takes drugs in the movie, amphetamines during the day and phenobarbital to sleep at night.
You're very good. You remember that. Yeah. Remember my doses?
No, I didn't pay quite that much attention, but I thought that was accurate, too.
Yeah, I do, too. I think, you know, people take drugs to cope with a lot less traumatic stuff than seeing that kind of carnage. But there are a certain number of people who end up at least needing sedatives to rest after witnessing certain things.
Well, it's a very fine balance between being reckless enough to be able to do this and not so reckless that you don't get the picture of the story and you don't get home. I mean, these characters kind of understood the sense of mission that a lot of people would have about this work.
Well, I'm going anyway.
You can't get into Vukovar, man. Nobody gets in, nobody gets out. All you can do in Vukovar is die.
What the f*** do you know, huh?
What do you know? You've been jumping out of
what
an
What are you
airplane?
Looking at me for? I'm trying to help you guys. What is this with you?
Look, I got photos to take, so.
That's ultimately what drove all of them. You have to be attracted to danger, and you have to kind of thrive off adrenaline. It has to be part of your makeup. And you have to be foolish, I think, also to a certain extent, and not realize the repercussions. And you have to want to bring that home to people, and you have to want to capture that. And I know my mom is always working herself to death to try and capture the story.
I think there are certain kinds of pictures that really make war visible for people who aren't going to be on front lines. The killing fields, and to some extent, Year of Living Dangerously, and those are two that just leap to mind. And I think that this picture also, and because of the currency we have right now of missing journalists and people going to front lines, and reminds us of that not only that war is awful, but that the people who try and get us those stories are so vulnerable.
Absolutely. Although I'm acting, the depth of the emotions and the way they eventually begin to become real. I remember feeling or even saying to someone that it's interesting that a lot of young men my age and a lot of young Americans haven't really had to deal with these kind of things. And now a lot of people have experienced it, unfortunately.
Well, Adrien Brody, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
Adrien Brody stars in the new film, Harrison's Flowers.